This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Well, it's that time again. It's time for the annual Pumpkin Festival. It's the 53rd annual Art and Pumpkin Festival, and we have with us in the studio today one of the movers and shakers of the event, and that would be Mr. Cameron Palmer. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you, Jim. I can see why you got confused, because COVID did throw us off. This would have actually been the 55th year, but as you know, the world shut down for a couple of years there.
Yes, it did. So anyway, with that having been said, why don't you give us a little sneak preview? Now, first of all, everything really starts with the Way Off, which is about a week before the Pumpkin Festival, and that will be on the 13th, I believe.
It is, yeah. Columbus Day, Monday, October 13th at the IDES grounds. Is one of our best Half Moon Bay traditions, in my mind anyway. And that's where we get all the pumpkin growers from across America that want to participate in our great pumpkin way off here in Half Moon Bay. So I would encourage people to come on out. It's good theater. The drama builds as the pumpkins get bigger, and it's just a great time. So that's Monday, October 13th.
And we should say very quickly that KHMB will also be on the scene to tell everybody the different pumpkins that will be weighed and what they are. Now, before we leave that subject and move on, do you happen to remember when the Pumpkin Festival began in its early years, what an average winter consisted of? How many pounds an average pumpkin weighed?
Well, this is funny. It goes all the way back to Al Aldrovino, who was the mayor of our town, I believe, four or five times. He got on the phone with the mayor of Circleville, Ohio. We were both contending we are the pumpkin capital of the world. And so we did a little way off with Circleville, Ohio, and Al Aldrovino was the man that orchestrated all that. A Half Moon Bay pumpkin won that contest by 1 pound, and I believe it was a whopping 134 pounds.
And last year, the winner came in at what?
Oh, last year, it was Travis Ginger from Minnesota, and his pumpkin still holds the world record, by the way, 2,749 pounds.
You wonder what the... Now, that's a pumpkin, a gourd on steroids.
It definitely is. I'm glad we don't have testing for steroids, but we do have judges to make sure there's no funny business, like someone's putting fishing weights or anything in there.
Yes,
but,
yes.
He went home with $9 a pound, which is pretty incredible. He went home with close to $30,000 grand prize. Travis Ginger from Minnesota, he joked, it almost paid for his gas on the way out here.
I know. So, moving on to the Pumpkin Festival itself, it's something that brings everybody out. People come from all over the Bay Area. I mean, it's so well attended, and rightfully so. What are some of the highlights?
Well, you know what? I'll give you a little itinerary, a great way to start the day. Of course, it's Saturday, October 18th. It's Saturday and Sunday, but on Saturday, start off with the pancake breakfast put on, and it's at the City Hall parking lot. Great time, pumpkin pancakes and other pancakes, and that's a lot of fun. The festival officially opens at 9 a.m. Of course, there's tons of people already here from 7 or 8. There's a pumpkin carving contest. This is new this year. We're going to run this at the Cunha Country Store parking lot, and it's actually an activity, not a contest. And we're going to run it both days so people can, the kids can come and carve pumpkins right there both Saturday and Sunday all day long. There's a costume contest at the library.
Now, that's new, isn't it? The costume?
No, we've always done the costume contest because we want people to be dressed up for the parade.
Oh,
so
okay.
We start the costume contest. We give lots of great prizes there, and that's at the library at 10 a.m. So it's for adults and kids, and we encourage families to dress up. And then from there, they can get in line for the great pumpkin parade, which is at 12 noon. probably one of the best parades in all of America. It's just a wonderful time. Later on in the day, we have the pie eating contest at the Bank of America lot. And so we have kids under 11 at 2 o'clock, and then kids 12 and over, and that includes big kids like you, Jim. And you can participate in that one, too.
Do you have any recorded times of how long it takes for a kid to consume a piece of pumpkin pie or the pie itself?
I don't know if that's officially times, but I can tell you it's very messy and it's very quick. These kids go crazy. Not only do they get the pumpkin pie, but we load it up with whipped cream. So these kids need to go home and take a shower after they're done with that, because you can't use your hands. You have to have your hands behind your back.
Uh-huh.
So it really is a messy deal, but it is great theater. People love it as well. Let's not forget about all of our food booths. Now that we're talking pumpkin pie, we have over 30 nonprofit food booths, all local nonprofits, and we have so many wonderful food items that people just look forward to all year long. Pumpkin mac and cheese, pumpkin smoothies, baked potatoes, the Shamarita beef sandwiches, which everyone craves. There's so many wonderful things, and it's great to keep all the money in the community. You won't see food trucks at our pumpkin festival, that's for sure. After you've eaten, you might want to check out one of our four stages. We have incredible entertainment. We hire lots of great bands. The main stage usually is the most popular, and that's in the IDS grounds. So check that out. And then, of course, arts and crafts. We have 265 arts and craft booths all up and down Main Street. On Sunday, we close another block, and it's the locals only, Made on the Coast. We have so many talented people here in Half Moon Bay, a lot of artists, so you can actually see what they're offering on Sunday on Made on the Coast as well. And I do want to do a special thank you to our supervisor, Ray Mueller, and the county manager, Mike Callagy, along with our sheriff, Captain Richard Chichoff. You know, our sheriff bill has been creeping up year after year, and it's really taken a lot of the fun and the funds out of the festival. But we were able to negotiate a really good deal with our sheriff's department this year, which is going to save us thousands and thousands of dollars, which means we can give the money right back to the community. So thank you very much, Supervisor Ray Mueller and County Manager Mike Callagy, for all you did to support us during this last week when we met with you.
And thank you, sir, for coming in and once again giving us a little insight and a peek preview of our major event that we have here on the coast side. It's legendary, certainly. I guess that's an appropriate word.
I think it is.
And I'll look forward to seeing you at the Pumpkin Festival.
I'll see you there, buddy.
And now we are happy to welcome to our studio Naomi Patridge, who is the member also of the Beautification Committee responsible for our Pumpkin Festival. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice being here.
One thing that is very important is the money that's raised for the nonprofit. For some of our nonprofits, it's a big deal. A lot of their money comes from being able to have the booths and things like that. And I was hoping maybe you could just share with us some of the people that will have booths and maybe some of the things that they'll be selling.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. And, Jim, you are right. All the money that comes from the food goes directly to all the nonprofits. The festival does not get a penny of that money other than the entry fee and the things that they need to pay, like the health fee and stuff. One of the ones that has been there for most of the festival is Half Moon Bay Lions Club. And this year they've added a portobello hamburger to their menu to allow for vegetarian hamburger. So that'll be really exciting for people to know that they have a choice now rather than just a plant hamburger. And for those of you that like meat, the girls' softball has the corn dogs. So, and they're, you know, a hot dog that's well received by everybody and so easy to eat. You just walk around with a stick and enjoy the festival.
My mother and father, years ago when they were alive, would go to the San Mateo County Fair and have the corn dogs. They loved the corn dogs.
Oh, yeah. And then for you that like tamales, the Half Moon Bay High School volleyball girls team and soccer team sell tamales. And they're made in their really homemade, and they're very delicious and stuff. And then talk about a different kind of food is the ones at the Mariners Church do, pumpkin mac cheese.
Hmm.
So it's a very different item, but it's delicious. So you should try that. Yeah, everybody says pumpkin mac cheese, but it's good.
Everything pumpkin.
Everything pumpkin, yeah, absolutely. course, the Knights of Columbus have continued their artichokes, Brussels sprouts, and Romano beans, which is really nice because it's a product of the coast, and it shows a little bit of a heritage as far as farming goes. So that's really a great item to also go to. And then for you that like sweet things, there's cotton candy, and it's pumpkin. And then there's smoothies, and it's pumpkin. So we try and encourage pumpkin items, and then we have pumpkin churros. So all those kind of items are different for the festival, and we really hope that everybody, you know, supports the nonprofits, and because it's really for a worthy cause.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. Oh. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the Pumpkin Festival.
You, and yes, I will be there both days, bright and early, starting at 6 o'clock, making sure all the food booths are set up for you all to come and eat.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Cameron Palmer and Naomi Patridge with a look at what awaits you at this year's Art and Pumpkins Festival, the weekend of October 18th and 19th. And be sure to look for the KHNB Mobile Studio at the corner of Miramontes and Purissima Streets. Come by, say hi to Jay Michaels and Mike Dale. They'll be happy to see you. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now Cameron Palmer, host of the KHNB Time Machine, returns for this week's trip back to another interesting year in Coastside history. You're listening to Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1978.
This week, the Time Machine. Wheel stops in October of 1978. What do things look like on the Coastside? And what's happening? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, diver feared drowned off Pillar Point. After 2 days of searching, a scuba diver from Campbell is feared drowned in a dangerous kelp bed near Seal Rock off Pillar Point. The man had been diving 300 yards off the west breakwater south of Seal Rock. And murder victim found in gulch on Tinnitus Road. The unmarked body of an unidentified young man was found fully clothed in a sleeping bag among bushes at the foot of the steep 20-foot ravine. Investigators suspect the man was murdered and dumped over the side of the road. And district attorney warns homeowners on burglaries. The DA's office is exhorting countywide residents to be wary of home repairmen who may have plans to burglarize them. People would ask contractors for proper IDs after a carpet layer was arrested for home burglaries. So do be careful, warns the district attorney. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Well, here we go again. The 53rd annual Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. The Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival starts with the Monday, October 13th. It's Columbus Day. And at the IDS grounds, it's the Great Pumpkin Way Off. Pumpkin growers from many states haul in their huge pumpkins to get weighed, and the winner receives $9 a pound, a huge payday. Then the following weekend, the 18th and 19th of October, we celebrate the Pumpkin Festival on Main Street, Half Moon Bay, filled with activities. Start with the pancake breakfast in the morning, pumpkin carving on both days, which is going to be at the Cunha Country Store lot. That's a new addition this year. That'll be going all day long. A costume contest. The Great Pumpkin Parade at noon. Pie eating contest throughout the day. 265 arts and crafts vendors that have wonderful items to sell. 4 stages with incredible music and over 30 plus nonprofits selling delicious food. Many of the items pumpkin infused. On Sunday, we have Made on the Coast with local artists only displaying their homemade wares. Come enjoy the 53rd Annual Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th. Keep calm and pumpkin on. There is an oil crisis with gasoline prices going up in 1978, and Japanese car imports are becoming popular. The first ever cellular mobile phone is introduced, and Space Invaders appears in arcades, launching a craze for computer video games. Gold reaches an all-time high of $200 per ounce, and the world's population reaches an all-time high of 4.4 billion. How much do things cost in 1978? If you are making an average income of $17,000 a year, you can get a new house. That's going to cost you about $54,000. A little better in the food department, though. Bacon $1.20 a pound, eggs 48 cents a dozen, and gas to go to the supermarket, 63 cents a gallon. It's a great year for movies with Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Star Wars Episode 4, all box office hits. On TV side, popular shows are Happy Days, The Love Boat, The Rockford Files, and Little House on the Prairie. Our top songs for 1978 are dominated by disco sound, and this top 10 number reflects that. Here's Alicia Bridges with I Love the Nightlife. Movie is successful when its music spins off into a major hit. One of the top movies in 1978 was Grease, and this was just one of the many hits this blockbuster created. Here's Olivia Newton-John with Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Guess mine is not the first.
Until next week, for another trip in the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California. This week's financial focus is financial steps to prepare for Alzheimer's and dementia. More than 7 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, according to a 2025 report from the Alzheimer's Association. The emotional toll of watching a loved one struggle with memory loss, depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline is already overwhelming, but the financial burden can be significant too. Hopefully this disease will never touch your family, but it's important to be financially prepared just in case. By planning to cover long-term care costs and creating a financial strategy for caregivers, you can help protect your family's financial well-being. Expenses related to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia can be extensive. Families often face ongoing medical treatment costs, medical equipment purchases, home safety modifications, prescription drugs, and personal care supplies. Long-term care represents one of the largest health care costs not covered entirely by traditional Medicare, making advanced planning crucial. Here are a few essential planning steps to consider. First, plan for care costs and identify insurance coverage. Start by understanding your family's health insurance options, including Medicare, supplemental policies, and veterans benefits, if applicable. Determine coverage for adult day care services, in-home care services, full-time residential care, and other long-term care options. Confirm whether you or your loved ones have long-term care policies or other insurance with long-term care riders. In some states, Medicare offers special needs plans for people living with dementia, including Alzheimer's. These plans specialize in care and coverage for beneficiaries with dementia, and only those diagnosed can enroll. Next, identify assets and debts. Create a comprehensive picture of your family's financial position, including bank accounts, investments, property, and debts such as credit cards, mortgages, or lines of credit. You'll need this if you take over financial management for a loved one. Next, ensure legal documents are in place. Work with an attorney to establish crucial documents like a durable power of attorney for finances and healthcare decisions. These documents should be created before someone is diagnosed or when they are just starting to show early signs of Alzheimer's so they can understand what they are signing. Waiting until cognitive ability declines makes the process more challenging and may require court procedures for conservatorship. Next, consider a living trust. A living trust can hold financial assets and property while a successor trustee, like a trusted family member, manages money and makes investment decisions. While complex, these trusts can provide valuable protection for families dealing with a parent or older relative experiencing dementia. Next, look for tax benefits. Caregivers who pay care costs out of pocket may qualify for tax credits and deductions. These benefits vary by state, so consult with a tax advisor about your eligibility. Finally, consider protective measures for early stages. If a loved one is showing signs of Alzheimer's or other dementia, you may want to set up auto pay for bills, open joint checking accounts, freeze credit reports at major bureaus, consolidate or cancel credit cards, and monitor financial activities closely. This can help keep financial responsibilities flowing smoothly and prevent exploitation by scam artists. A qualified financial advisor can help evaluate your family's overall situation and recommend appropriate strategies to prepare for potential dementia-related costs. They can work with your legal and tax professionals to help you put comprehensive protection in place. While an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis will change everyone's life and your family, taking proactive financial steps can help ease the burden and provide greater confidence for the journey ahead. For more information, visit www.alz.org. That's www.alz.org. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever wanted to try something big and heard a voice in your head whisper, "That's not for people like you"? It's not loud, it doesn't scream, it just sounds familiar. My name is Ranger Kielak, and a few years ago, I decided to walk across America, from South Carolina to California. And here's the thing, I almost didn't. Not because I wasn't ready, not because I didn't want it, but because a quiet, matter-of-fact voice in my head said, "You're not qualified, you're too normal, this kind of thing isn't for people like you." I call it the sabotaging voice, and chances are you've heard it too. It's the voice that keeps you stuck. It sounds logical, but it's fear in disguise. But I have some good news for you. You can learn to quiet it and reclaim your confidence. I'll show you how right after this short message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kelak, and today we're talking about the sabotaging voice. The one that tells you you're not good enough, not ready, or just not the type. The first step in reclaiming your confidence is this. Recognize that the voice isn't you. It's fear. It's habit. It's old programming. And as Michael Singer says in his book, The Untethered Soul, you are not the voice in your head. You are the one who hears it. So how do you deal with it? Here's a quick three-step approach that I use with my clients. Step one is to name the voice. Give it a name. What does it sound like? A teacher, a parent, a critic? Putting distance between you and the voice helps you gain power over it. Step two is to challenge it. Ask, is this voice telling me the truth, or is it just something familiar? Then look for evidence that it's wrong. Even a small win is enough to shift your mindset. And step three, take a step anyway. The best way to quiet the voice is with action. Do one thing it says you can't do. Prove it wrong, not with a fight, but with a step. Every step becomes a rebuttal, and every action builds your confidence. If you've been hearing that voice, who am I to do this? Other people have it easier. I'm not ready. Then I want you to hear this. You are more capable than you think. You don't need permission. You just need to start. And if you want help taking that first step, I'd love to talk with you. Visit withinrangecoaching.com to book a free 15-minute conversation with me. No pressure, just support. For keeping pace with your health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Here's a question for you. What would you want to say to the future about your life today? Postcards answering that question will be on display at Coastside History Museum October 30th to November 30th, and yours could be one of them. For more information on the Coastside Community's Mail Art Project Postcards to the Future, visit MakeItMainStreetHMB.org. Postcards must be postmarked no later than October 10th. Again, more information at MakeItMainStreetHMB.org.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week, Coastside Carousel is on the road. Not too far, just 8 miles north of my KHMB studio is Studio E in Montera. and quietly our friend Rich Pearsall, who apparently disdains retirement as a friend to many artists on the co-side producing their albums. This week on Carousel, we feature the Americana sounds of Mark Weezer, a multi-instrumentalist who is a longtime member of Califuegos, that unique blend of alt, Mexicana, Americana music, if you will, and also the classic country Americana group Los Bros, and most recently with his band, The Lucky Dogs, writing and performing 9 new songs for his upcoming album release this month called Lucky Dog. Great to be with you guys. Rich, it's been a while since I've been in the studio.
Yeah, it's great to have you back, Mike.
Oh, man, this is great. And Mark, good to see you again. The last time, Mark, we talked was about 2 years ago with Califuegos. And I always knew that you were the multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and you were doing that kind of border music. But this new album feels like Americana. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I like the label Americana. I'll own it. these are songs that have sort of been hanging around for a few years, some of the songs. And then there were some new songs inspired by events in my life over the past year. And when I met Rich, we sort of set the scene for coming in and recording the 9 new tunes.
We're going to play 3 songs today from the album I'm Gone, Anyone But Me, which is a ballad, and you have a beautiful pedal steel guitar player in the band, and then Me and You. So let's talk about how this all came together. When I saw you at American Legion, probably back in June or July, you said, Mike, I've got a new project, can't wait to get on Coastside Carousel, and here we are in October of 2025. Tell us how it all began and where we are now.
When Califuegos was finishing their last album, which came out in July of 2024, we needed some re-recording of some vocals that didn't quite sound the way we wanted it to. And I knew Rich had a studio. I hadn't seen it, hadn't been in. I connected with Rich and asked if we could re-record those vocals. From there, Rich offered to work with me on any new music, and the seed was planted. Fast forward 6 months, and we have a finished album.
I always tell this to Rich, that me being the radio guy, always searching for content, I'm always in a hurry when you guys are in the studio, and Rich says, you can't hurry love, baby. You can't hurry love. Let's play the first track that I think is the single from the album, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's called I'm Gone. And then when we come back after the song, I want to ask Rich, you know, how you put it together. Could you just briefly, Mark, tell us what the song is about?
It's about heading out on a road trip. It could be a metaphor, or it could be a literal meaning. Whatever the listener wants to take from it.
It's Mark Weezer, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Roll out of bed, comb my hair, facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust to dawn, just a matter of time. Now we're gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. My T's crossed and my eyes got dark. So long the words, goodbye thoughts. Made my toes and it sure feel right. Heaven hit the mines on a Wednesday night. I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned, the world will turn a flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. When everything will be the same, cause things have gone from bad to worse. Close my eyes, I'm news averse, I'm gone. Breathe real deep, I'm taking flight. Headed north to that pale white light, I'm bridges burn, the world will turn a flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. And everything will be the same. Roll out of bed, comb my hair, facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust to dawn, just a matter of time. Now we're gone, now we're gone. I'm gone.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. On the road this week in Studio E in Monterra with the amazing Rich Pearsall and Mark Weezer, and that is I'm Gone. Let's talk a little bit about the making of that song. And I told you guys before we started the show that, Mark, you sent a track to me, early iteration of the song, maybe a month or two ago, and you said, do not dare play this on KHMB. And not until Rich gives his final blessing, because in my untrained ear, it sounds almost the same. What do you do, Rich, between the earlier versions and where we are now?
Typically what we do when we're going to record an album or a song on an album is we'll do an ensemble recording. That's typically the best way to capture the mojo of what we're trying to do. Fortunately, Mark has worked with some great musicians over the course of several years and was able to just kind of get the pick of the litter to come in here and work on the basic tracks. So the basic tracks on that particular song, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, are we did bass, drums, keyboards, and Mark doing acoustic guitar and vocals. So we laid all that down as a group. I'm going to say maybe we did four or five takes of it, got one that we really felt captured the spirit. The interesting thing about the studio, and I don't want to belabor this too much, but you know, the one thing I can never fix on a recording is the mojo. I can fix just about anything else. We have a bad note. We have, you know, a mistimed thing. Those are all with, you know, contemporary recording tools, very easy to fix. But the feel, the groove, the mojo, that stuff has to be baked in from the beginning. And then we base everything on that. One of the philosophies that I have is that when you're tracking, when you're recording a song, it's like painting. You're building layer upon layer upon layer. But then when we get to the mixdown phase, which is the difference between what you earlier heard and what we, you know, ended up on the finished CD, we sculpt, we take away. We just make sure that everything that's on there is pertinent. It's that it all supports the song and that it's all part of painting a bigger picture or presenting a more complete package
while maintaining the vibe of the original intent of the song, which is amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's go into another song now, and then when we come back, Mark, I want to talk about your musical influences, because you're an amazing guitarist. Caught you recently at American Legion with your band. We'll talk about your band in a second, but let's talk about the ballad Anyone But Me. That pedal steel is beautiful and so heartfelt a song.
That is the great Rich Koenig, somebody who plays Coastside up and down the coast with different artists.
The great. I will interject.
The great Rich
Koenig. He is unbelievable.
Great guitar player also. That song came from a cross-country trip that I took with my wife in our camper van. We did 8,000 miles in 30 days. Along the way, we trace some of Route 66 and the towns that were once flourishing, vibrant communities have been decimated because Route 66, as we know, is no more. So we went through towns like Tucumcari and the roadside motels. They have not even torn them down and they've fallen into disrepair. I couldn't help but feel that people were stuck living lives of quiet desperation. And this song sort of came from that. Somebody imagining themselves leaving or outside of the lives they were faced with.
Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. Mark Weezer with his band The Lucky Dogs, Anyone But Me. Your debut on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
My tongue, let it be as if I was ever to be in it. this page, burn this life, same old every 24 go by. I try to be another man, sold my soul in the best I can. Held my tongue, let it be, as if I was ever to be anyone but me. Anyone but me. In the deep blue sea, million stars in the sky tonight, is there one for me? Million stars in the sky tonight, is there one?
Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Mike Dale sitting with you, and we're at Studio E in Monterra. It's been a while since I've been hanging out with my buddy Rich Pearsall, an amazing producer, helping a lot of local artists sound brilliant, and you guys should all be famous, Mark. I've told you that before. Mark Weezer of the Lucky Dogs here. We're talking about his new album, Lucky Dog, and we're playing three songs for you today. Tell me about Mark, about your growing up. What were you listening to as a young teenager before or during your starting your guitar?
Grew up Southern California about the time California country rock was coming around. Maybe the Byrds were the seminal group in that. Then, of course, Jackson Brown, the Eagles came along, and of course, Crosby, Stills, Nash. Big influences on me. I love the vocal harmonies, the acoustic takes on their music. And that sound, more than anything, sort of influenced my musical experience. Not so much country early on, but I've come to embrace and love country as well.
You know, our good friend Kenny Hibbetts once joked with me on Coastside Carousel that, you know, he's from the Carolinas, and he said, you know, Mike, I just keep it simple. I've been working on the cowboy chords my whole life and just trying to perfect those. When I saw you at Legion, Mark, I kind of felt the same way. I mean, it's beautiful with the pedal steel, but you're basically doing cowboy chords.
Yes, country music has been described as three chords and the truth.
Speaking of the truth, how about Me and You? Tell us about that song.
Somebody close to me had a life-threatening medical emergency in February. It was a life-altering experience. It sort of recounts some of the experience in a hospital. And afterward, the feeling that anything can happen to anybody at any time. Things work out the way they're supposed to be, and we came through it.
Here's the song now. This is Me and You. It's Mark Weezer and his new band, The Lucky Dogs, from the album Lucky Dog, released this month. And we got it now for you on KHMB, Coastside Carousel. Could have been anyone. Community, your voice. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, broadcasting from Studio E in Montero this week with master producer Rich Pearsall and Mark Weezer of his new band, The Lucky Dogs, and from the album Lucky Dog. Find it in all the streaming platforms. And Mark, while that song was playing, you were telling me you wanted to talk about the band you got, this collective of brilliant musicians along the Coastside.
Yeah, I had the tremendous good fortune to play with several people I had not played with before. Rich new musicians. We brought in Pete Amore on drums, Tom Fikes on bass, who I played with for 15 years on the coast, the brilliant David Gilmore on keys, who I've collaborated with also for almost 15 years. We had singers come in. We had Jane Woodman from Slacktide Currents sing on the album. Amazing voice. We had Lisa Marie Johnston, who is a Coastside musician, plays with the False Bottom Band. We had Janine Wilkinson, Amy Lynn Thomas, and Scott Goldstone, all great musicians in their own right. And it was just a tremendous honor to play with some of these people. I think I mentioned Rich Koenig on pedal steel. And a special thrill was I got to play with my son, who is a musician. He came in and picked up drums on three songs.
And did a great job. He really,
Far better than I ever could have hoped for.
Yeah, it was really great.
Special moment. So just being able to play with that Coastside collective of musicians made the project exceptionally special.
So, Mark, what brings the rest of 2025 and on into 2026 for you? Are you going to keep playing with the Lucky Dogs?
I hope to keep playing with the Lucky Dogs. You know, it depends on circumstance and people's schedules and whatnot. I would love to continue playing these new songs.
Now, Rich, last time I talked to you, and we'll make it brief here because we're running out of time on the show, is that you're taking a little break now for the fall, right? No more studio sessions for a while?
Easier said than done. No, I have a new project that's kicking off in October now, so...
Oh,
yeah.
You've been withholding.
And I've got another project kicking off in November. So I'm taking a few days off. You know, there's so much great music here on the coast. It's just so compelling for me to want to jump in. And so I can't say no.
Hey, if I could interject, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the tremendous opportunity and the gratitude I have working with Rich. He inspired my songs. He contributed to the lyrics. He advised on the arrangements, and I felt like it was like twin sons from another mother. We're so simpatico in the process and the journey of making this album, and I owe him a deep debt of gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this. I'm having so much fun. We got to do this again, maybe November, December. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm available.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The key to a self-governing nation is self-governing people, and the key to personal self-government is to live by the standards in God's Word. If someone cannot control himself by those standards, then our Constitution certainly will be unable to restrain him. Understanding this, John Adams declared, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion." greed, ambition, revenge, or seduction would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams believed that successful government rested not upon our great Constitution, but rather upon moral and religious people.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.